Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it's Dom time. Big issues, big guests. Let's welcome back to Philadelphia. I'm sure she's got some comments on Governor Murphy and the beach because she's a Jersey girl. Kellyanne Conway joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 to break down yesterday's event. Hey, Kellyanne, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Dom Giordano, it's always a pleasure. How are you?
Well, very, very well. Well, it's too long in talking with you. Just kind of a fun question coming up. I think you summer at the Jersey Shore, or you go to the beaches there still, Hamilton connection and all that. I thought Governor Murphy was pretty reasonable yesterday.
Governor Murphy is very reasonable. I mean, look, New Jersey's probably the second hardest hit state in the country. And if New Jersey were a country, it'd be in the top 10 of the most hard hit, quote, countries in the world. And obviously, he's done a really good job collaborating with the Trump administration and the president himself and trying to get the PPE and the face shields and the testing capacity ventilators over to New Jersey. We've been very helpful in doing that. But now it's time to also shift over as you manage the medical crisis to get us out of the financial crisis. And part of doing that, I think, economically and emotionally, is to open up the beaches, the Jersey Shore.
Yes.
So that people feel that they are getting fresh air and they can socially distance and they can still, you know, participate in that piece of the summer. I have noticed that I've noticed nationwide, I hope it's true of the Jersey Shore, Dom, that the rentals are up. People are willing to, they're not going to travel internationally as much, right? So
right.
Even maybe not fly domestically as much. So they want to get in their cars and go get a piece of the summer and get a piece of the summer early. So it turns out Americans and New Jerseyans and Pennsylvanians can follow directions. So we were told to socially distance and slow the spread and wash our hands and wear masks, and everybody's pretty much been complying. But I'm glad to see that. I am a Jersey Shore girl. My kids love it there. They absolutely adore it there. So we will be one family of many, many who are participating in that.
Well, Kellyanne, too, I wish the story were the same in Pennsylvania where the president was yesterday. We have just an out-of-control governor, as you probably know. But I was watching Real Clear Politics guy on last night talking about the CNN poll that's out, and it indicates to me a pivot point in the battleground states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and here in Pennsylvania,
yes,
where people are saying, to your point, we did all the right things. It was to flatten the curve. We're going to continue to social distance, et cetera, but we must get out of the lockdown mentality. Our governor, I think, I think he's on your team to help throw the state to President Trump by his actions.
Well, we thank him for that. Pennsylvania was my reach state as a campaign manager in 2016. I said it publicly all the time. I was on many shows. I was asked on Morning Joe, in fact, on MSNBC, isn't Pennsylvania Republicans fool's gold? And I very politely went through the fact that Pennsylvania had been elusive to the President Trump. Said it's the girl that gets away from Republican presidential candidates. But he kept going back there. And Melania Trump went there in early November, and the vice president went there, and the vice president and president went together. And the point I'm making to you is that message of forgotten man, forgotten woman, growth in the economy, job production, America first, freedom, less government control, that was victorious at the ballot box in Pennsylvania in 2016. And one's got to believe, Dom, that Pennsylvanians still adhere to that they know how to balance safety and security and mitigating ill health consequences with freedom and the ability to support yourself and your families and get back to work and get back to the quote, you know, new normal as you can possibly. Look at what our major league sports teams are doing. They're trying to find a way. I've been in touch with all these commissioners and we've been working with them here at the White House, Dom. They're trying to find a way to restart their seasons or salvage their seasons so that people feel, if you take a look at live professional sports on TV, you do feel that there is immediately a connection that things are getting back to normal. But Governor Wolf, I believe, is on the wrong side of this because I appreciate the caution and appreciate the vigilance, but you can't take away people's freedoms. And I think we're seeing a blue state pattern here, and people are going to be very happy to live in red states where they can move around, go to maybe one of their favorite restaurants again, a little bit more cautious. cautiously and carefully, go get their hair cut, take the dog for a walk, without the mask police running around and telling you you're a bad person.
Now, to that point about normalcy, I don't know if you know my background. I'm a former teacher and still do a lot of education stuff nationally. Schools, and the president is on this, and I probably see your hand in touching this. Tom Perez yesterday saying if they don't reopen correctly, Kellyanne and all the rest, it's on Trump. But that would be a big sign of normalcy. And when Dr. Fauci kind of threw out at least one quote saying, well, I don't know about reopening in the fall, that to me, as much as I respect him or anybody else that says that, that's a long way off and mitigation is working. We have to commit to try to get the schools not virtually open, but really open in the fall.
There's no question. And as with everything else, Dom, there's not a one-size-fits-all policy. This is why the governors have the final say. They don't want the president and the federal government to have the final say. They made clear, great, so you're going to have the final say. But many of these governors aren't really freedom and capitalists, freedom-loving capitalists to begin with. They tax too much. They regulate too much. They refuse to allow fracking and responsible energy development. They've been hurting small business development and growth and prosperity and survival. And now they want to turn around, get tons of money from the federal government for non-COVID related black hole deficits. And on top of that, they don't want we the people to get out of this cocoon that we've been in for several months now and just try to gingerly responsibly but confidently go about our business. Schools are a centerpiece of that. Thankfully, and as Dr. Fauci said early on, that youth is a protective cover. It's not a complete fail-safe. We see these 150 kids or so across the country, especially in New York City, mm-hmm. are showing some type of virus symptoms now, Kawasaki-like disease. So we're watching that. But youth have been disproportionately non-hit by the virus, thank
right.
God. And there are ways, as we've done in our nursing homes, we've sent in the National Guard to sanitize and deep clean our nursing homes. The CDC has guidelines as to how to safely reopen daycare centers, schools, places of worship, bars, restaurant, maybe mass transit will be next. So everybody has to look at those guidelines. But we're not doing our kids a service at all by keeping them holed up at home and pretending that they're learning the same way. We have completely disrupted their educational, academic, and social structures. And may I just say, Dom, that you know, almost immediately we did a great job as a nation of replacing those meals that so many of these children, about 100 million plus meals, are being delivered to those kids' homes because or community centers that they can go and pick up then because they're going to be missing out on nutrition. But what about mental health challenges? What about the isolation and the fear
sure.
and the confusion
exactly.
for these kids and the lack of you know exercise and social structure, interaction with teachers and other adults and other peers? So we're really denying that. I took note this morning, there is an online petition by Harvard students that's circulating, and Harvard closed earlier than most. They were one of the first to close in this country, but they're circulating that they're against e-learning. They realize that part of getting into Harvard mm-hmm. is actually going to Harvard. And,
yeah, exactly.
And
well,
that
Kellyanne,
no substitute
to that point, at change.com, there are at least 50 petitions to have real high school graduations.
Yes, not
maybe
surprised.
Not now, but in July. And the school districts, it's showing me something, Kellyanne. The school districts, one guy said, we'll do it July 26th if we have to. That's the latest. But we want those seniors to have the real experience with all the guidelines.
And why not? You can socially
yeah.
distance. We're seeing people do it in grocery stores. We see them do
right.
it outside Starbucks. I mean, you could do it at Starbucks and not at graduation. So we just have to be thoughtful about this. It won't be the way it always was, but it'll be something. And I think going from 60 to zero in 4 seconds and staying there is what's been so hard for people to appreciate. That's why, look, when the president visited Allentown, Pennsylvania yesterday, and among his other remarks and comments were he's urging Governor Wolf to reopen the state. Maybe that doesn't mean densely populated areas that have higher infection rates than others first, but that's true everywhere. That's true of California, New York, and other mm-hmm. places as well. I mean, Governor DeSantis of Florida was at the White House 2 weeks ago, and he very clearly made the case that he has three or four deeply affected counties, and then he's got, these are my words now, but then he's got parts of Florida that are hundreds
yes,
and hundreds and hundreds
exactly.
of miles away from that. So we have to be very specific, I think, and stop treating everything like a cure-all, be-all, and not look at this as an excuse Nancy Pelosi's excuse to stuff some left-wing wish list into the newest legislation filled with nonsense, including, excuse me, the fact that she only mentions China one time in 1,800 pages, which, of course, is where the virus originated.
Cannabis 68 times. Cannabis, yes.
Cannabis is there more than jobs, trade, and manufacturing. And somebody, one editorial board noted, Dom, that you could basically write a check to each household for $23,000 and come up with the same price tag. Not that I'm saying that's a good idea. Not that I'm saying she should do that. But it just shows you now, Pelosi is getting brushback from many of her own Democratic members, because many of them are running for re-election for the first time as freshmen. They won in 2018 and they won in Trump-Pence districts. So they're not on board with Pelosi. That dog doesn't hunt in a lot of these districts. And they don't want these liberal wish list people like Kendra Horn, Alyssa Slotkin, maybe some in Pennsylvania, are pushing back and saying, hold on, I can't just say yes to this and saddle future generations with untold debt and give money where there's no nexus between the cash disbursement and helping individuals and industries who need it most.
Kellyanne, thank you so much for being generous with your time. Please come back. Hopefully, Pennsylvania
always a pleasure.
Will see a lot of it. Thank you, Kellyanne.
EAGLES Eagles. Let's go, Green. Take
All
care.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Kellyanne. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.